Yeah, well, the breast is the ultimate symbol of nurturing in the whole cosmos. There is no more powerful symbol of nurturing than the breast on a physical level. Etheric, of course, is the Divine Mother. But on a 3D level, the breast is the pinnacle of nurturing. So if the child's not feeling nurtured, you know, regardless of the child's physical needs for milk, the child's going to be latching and latching and latching. Because if I'm not getting it, I'm going to go where nurturing always exists. There's never a shortage of nurturing on a breast. One of the huge problems that exists in society with men and men's oppression of women and men's fixation on breasts and therefore women's fixation on their own breasts, you know, wearing clothes that reveal everything but the nipple itself, and in some cases that too, and getting them augmented and as big as they can be and shoving them in their faces and everyone's faces and men ogling them, and then women getting offended that men ogle them, even though they've bared them for the men to ogle. And all of that, most all of that, has come from the fact that the world has gravitated away from breastfeeding. So many cultures, well, particularly a lot of the Western ones and the, quote, more civilized ones, I put quotes around that, because that's actually a very uncivilized thing to do. What did that create? Those children had the breast withheld. They didn't, on top of not getting their immune system built properly, which then proliferated the advent of more diseases and more chemical drugs that didn't cure the diseases but created more diseases. There's this huge unfulfilled need for the breast that never goes away. So you find children who were starved of the breast, the nurturing that they needed to get, which the nurturing then brings a feeling of safety, a sense of self, sense of identity, sense of individuality, which gives you purpose and gives you all of it. It's just the whole foundation of your existence. You know, most of it came right out of that breast. And then that's how you wind up with dirty old men in their 40s and 50s who just can't get enough. And all the society being all focused about it. You know, if it was just given when it was supposed to be given, men and women could just let go of having the rest, the next 50 years of their lives be focused on breasts. Their own, each other's, and whose, and who has them, who doesn't. And it's fascinating. And all you had to do was breastfeed for a couple of years. And now there's a very slow trend back towards breastfeeding, and I don't even want to say towards, it's almost like, you know, it's mentioned now. And Bella just commented just yesterday, she read an article either in a book or on the internet, another doctor quoting saying, yeah, you know, I think it's the book you're reading now, and this woman was saying, no, breastfeeding is good, and, you know, if, you know, you could have that or the bottle and or the dummy, you know, the pacifier, and, you know, if you want to do it for, you know, couple of months, that's okay, you know, women staying home with your baby for a couple of months. And my siblings have been having several children over the last couple of years, and the doctors, you know, when I was a child, the doctors all said it's unnecessary and the formula is much healthier anyway, don't waste your time, it's such an inconvenience. It was medically advised not to breastfeed, that it was counterproductive, contraindicated. And now with their doctors, these are MDs with big long degrees after their name, they say, if you want to, it's okay. It's not necessary, but there are some health benefits to it. And, you know, if you want to go for a couple of weeks, that'd be fine. But just give the child a good taste of it. A couple of weeks is good. And, you know, but not more than that. It's unnecessary, really. A month or two is an eternity. I mean, if you want to go that long, that's all right. Ariel, by the way, since we last met, has become weaned. Just thought I'd share that. September 5th, she's now fully weaned. At 5.5 years, so how does that stand against a doctor who says it's okay, and if you go a couple of weeks, it'll be good. They'll get all they need. No wonder there's so many diseases. No wonder people don't feel safe. No wonder people don't trust God. No wonder people are fixated on breast for the rest of their lives. Or smoke and drink, all those addictions. They're trying to get nurturing, and all you had to do is give a little breast. Or give a lot of breast, I should say. I mean no disrespect to women. The baby owns that breast for women who breastfeed properly. So for people who have that question, those who will be listening to this discourse one day, what's the proper way to breastfeed? Every time the child asks for it, just consider it belongs to the child, it doesn't belong to you. 24/7. And when do you wean a child? There is no artificial man-made way to wean. The way a child is weaned is when the child stops drinking. That's when the child is weaned. Some will stop at a year, very naturally. Some will stop at 2, 3, 4. An average for children is 2 to 3 years. But they're not ahead, more evolved if they stop at a year, and they're not slow or deficient if they go to 5.5. The reasons are so long. I could spend a week here and not run out of reasons why a child breastfeeds as long as it does or as short as it does. So there is no decision that the mother has to make or the father. Just the breast belongs to the child and whenever it wants it, day or night, and it's finished when it chooses. It and God decide it's done. That's when it's done. And that's when your job is complete. Your job is to be there for the child, provide the breast for the child, and take very good care of yourself. Sleep, nutrition, exercise, and stay rested and peaceful and free of stress the best that you can. Remember, child bearing, child rearing, and breastfeeding, they are also the most profound facilitators of bringing an individual to the exalted state of selflessness that exists on the planet. There is no exception. And the number two thing is a distant, distant second. Nothing comes close to properly raising and breastfeeding. Carrying, bearing, breastfeeding, and raising a child is the single highest, exponentially by far, vehicle to reach the exalted state of selflessness. And that's why it's so poorly done most of the time, because selfishness reigns supreme in so many, which is of course rooted in fear. Anything that's not love-based is fear-based. And it's also important for all mothers to know, and fathers, that nutrition and immunity building is a large part, but it's only one part of what a child gets from the breast. Those other items that I pointed out are equally as profound and important. Nurturing, safety, identity, knowingness, trust, just they're profound. Cannot overestimate or underestimate them enough. I had one of my devotees in Africa ask me when we were there, "I've been to my doctor and want to know, Guruji, can you tell me, when's the best time to wean your child?" I said, "When the child stops drinking." "My doctor said one, another doctor said two." And as I told you, some of the doctors my family go to, and say, a couple of weeks. And sadly, they're followed. People obey those, which creates another generation of undernourished, underfed, ill at ease, and medically ill children. So spread the word. Spread the word. And be the example.